Well, Christmas ads, they're becoming as much a tradition as mince pies and Christmas jumpers during the festive season. Every year, the big stores compete to see who can make us well up the most. Here's a few of this year's offerings.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
So today, I wrote a song for you.
Cause today, presents.
It's so long, and I know it's hard to make it through. And you say there's something wrong.
We all stand together.
Well, with me on the line, Colin McAlpin and Cathy Martin. And Colin, I'll come to you first. The Sainsbury's ad, looking at what happened in 1914 in December. Is it right to use such a serious moment in history to sell groceries?
Well, I think their timing's terrible. And I mean, it's set against war, mud, slaughter, horror. But, you know, hey, let's go out and buy perfume, socks and knickers. It's Christmas. You know, I mean, come on. And your run of, you know, examples, they all merged into one. What is it they're selling? We all know what's coming up to Christmas. I mean, half of these things have been running since July. You know, and I subscribe to the theory that when commercials come on television, I find other things to do, like make a cup of tea or torment the cat. They all go over my head. I can't remember what stores are they promoting. You know,
it's the idea, isn't it? It's the idea of Christmas, a perfect Christmas that doesn't actually exist.
Oh no! Well, it does for the stores, because their perfect Christmas is all of us running out and, you know, bankrupting ourselves by silly things. We all know it's Christmas, and I think, well, surely we all know, you know, what we want to buy our friends and family, if indeed we want to buy them anything.
Cathy, have you got a bit more Christmas spirit in you this morning?
Absolutely, Colin. Love you to bits, but that's all a bit bah humbug for me. I've been really, you know, I love the Christmas ads. I do love to see them coming. They do come a wee bit earlier every year, and we are starting to see them as soon as Halloween kind of is wrapped up. But I have to say, though, you know, the comments about the Sainsbury's ad, in my opinion, if it hadn't been made in conjunction with the Royal British Legion,
yes, because they had,
would have been fine. But it was made in conjunction with the Royal British Legion. There is a good kind of give back there. You know, they have given donations back to the Royal British Legion, and I think it's a great, really moving ad, and I think everyone should watch it. The thing is, it's also about a true story, so it's something that did happen in the spirit of Christmas 100 years ago, and it's a lovely, lovely tale, and I do love the penguin one as well.
Listen, please stay with us. We're going to come back to this after the news. Now we're talking Christmas, and Cathy, we were talking about the Sainsbury's ad, and just for anybody that hasn't seen it, it uses one of the Christmas Truce football matches that took place between the enemy British and German soldiers outside the trenches in December 1914. I mean, they were smart enough to use it in partnership with the Royal British Legion, I suppose, to stop them being criticised.
Well, I don't think it maybe was as conceited as that. I mean, I'm sure they work with charities. Well, I know they do work with charities all the time, you know, as many supermarkets and department stores do. So I think, you know, this will have been a discussion that will have gone on probably for the best part of a year. And the Royal British Legion will look to have commercial partners too. It won't be one-sided, but it is a great example of, you know, of giving back, I think. You know, there is, at the end, you know, the story about the chocolate bar, which is a very simple part of the story. You know, Sainsbury's are going to give some, I think, all of the proceeds from the sale of the chocolate bar to the British Legion. So they're definitely giving back.
But is it, you know, when you're watching it, I mean, it's very fancy, it looks absolutely brilliant, but is it appropriate to be talking about the kind of things that Sainsbury's sells? You know, does it just not conflict in your head, or do you think it's a good thing?
I think if Sainsbury's was selling, you know, German-style jackets or whatever, or they styled up the cast using Sainsbury's product, I would definitely think it was a bit conflicting. But to be fair, they haven't. You know, it's not. There's not one commercial product in that, apart from the product which they're selling in support of the Royal British Legion. If you look at any of the other Christmas ads, everyone is styled to perfection. You know, the best Christmas jumper here, the, you know, even down to the socks and whatever, and the Christmas decorations available in some of the other stores' ads. It's very, very polished when it comes to the items featured, and they're very, you know, they're projected onto our screens and made to some, we're made to subconsciously choose to buy those items. Sainsbury's haven't done that. I don't think it's about that at all. You know, I think I really like the spirit of the ad. I have to say, it's about a true story, and it's something which is the truth, and it's recognising history in quite a key moment in our history.
Of course, the hundred years. I just want to bring Derek Hussey in there. You've phoned in about the Sainsbury's ad.
Good morning. Absolutely, and as with your previous contributor there, I totally agree. It is, to my mind, a very well-produced advertisement. In fact, when I first seen it, I sat down. I thought it was actually a documentary. And, you know, it just struck me straight away. And then the tail end of the advertisement made me realise this is an advertisement. And I think
it's well-produced, but is it appropriate, Derek?
It's a win-win scenario. Number one, it is assisting the Royal British Legion who, you know, who have collaborated or in agreement with this advertisement, assisting them in their fundraising. And you know, the win-win is that Sainsbury's, the ad is having people talking about Sainsbury's.
Here we are.
therefore, it is a win-win scenario.
Well, I just want to talk, I just want to move on to John Lewis, just to be fair to all the retailers. And Colin, opinion is really divided about the Penguin.
What's it selling? That's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, I'm certainly not a Scrooge, and I do agree the First World War ad is a work of art. But dare I suggest, if you want to be even more moved, try and find a film, a German, French, and British film called Joyous Noel, about the same subject. And if you don't watch that in floods of tears, then you haven't got a heart at all. No, I just return to my general theme that all these various ads, Two Fairy Sprinkling Stardust, Jules Holland Musical, Penguins, Myleene Klass, can you honestly remember the stores they're promoting? And you know, Kathy mentions things like, you know, socks and jumpers and so forth. I can't even remember them selling them. You know, it all merges into one.
Yeah, Kathy, I mean, does Colin have a point? Has it all become a bit too unspecific, and it really is an idea of Christmas rather than you're associating the Penguin rather than John Lewis? You're thinking about the war rather than Sainsbury's?
A little bit. But, I mean, again, it's all about the subconscious. You know, advertising in general, you know, is about communicating a message. And I think, you know, a lot of the stores are going to do well at Christmas anyway. People do shop anyway. You know, they do go out anyway. So I don't think necessarily, you know, although I said it's styled to perfection and there's, you know, certain items, you know, the down to the detail is fantastic. I think people will go out and buy stuff anyway. There will be certain people who will say, oh my goodness, I love that jumper. I'll go and get that specific jumper because it's in the ad. But for the vast majority, it won't. But that's why, you know, our whole industry is based around the word broadcasting. You cast your net broadly, and, you know, then there will be, you will get some results of it. But I just want to point out as well that on the subject of the commercialism of the Sainsbury's ad, I mean, if we're going to criticise Sainsbury's for making a mini movie, if you like, or an ad about the First World War, you know, we could also then criticise any of the big Hollywood production companies for making movies about any historical event and saying, you know, because they will ultimately make money out of that. And therefore, should we be criticising them in the same vein? You know, you've got to think of it that way. Yes, Sainsbury's is a commercial company, but so are all those big Hollywood sort of blockbuster production companies, and they will make money through the ticket sales and through all sorts of other commercial partnerships.
Which is
when they make these kind of films too.
Which is your favourite? I mean, the Boots one is quite schmaltzy, using the nurse who's a mum and everybody's waited up for after she's finished her shift. Did that tug at your heartstrings?
Yes, a little bit. I love the penguin, I suppose, because I'm a mum too, and I just, you know, when I see that kind of play in my child, and I really do like the spirit behind the Sainsbury's one, I have to say, and I do respect them as a company for working with the Royal British Legion to mark an anniversary in history. You know, I probably wouldn't have thought about that before, but, you know, I've kind of thought, oh, well, that's really nice. They're giving back. They're recognising something in history, as opposed to going down the fully kind of full-tilt commercial kind of route that they could have done. Cool. And I think, when everyone else is doing the sort of the usual story, albeit that there may be wee heartstring bits like the penguin, like the nurse, I think it's lovely that Sainsbury's have gone completely non-commercial, certainly in the upfront kind of filming and content of their ad.
Okay, Colin, have you got a favourite? Do you like any of them? Has there ever been a Christmas ad that you've thought, oh, well, that's all right, that's not too bad?
Well, I mean, I think of all of them as all right, that's not too bad. There's none that really, you know, leap out at me. I mean, the penguins are lovely because the store is selling those penguins at something like £49 each, you know. And the idea that, you know, let's blame Hollywood for making movies about these subjects. Well, Hollywood's in the business of making, you know, films about various subjects. The stores aren't. I mean, I have no objection at all to supporting the British Legion. I do it myself. My grandfather was lost at sea in the First World War. So, I mean, you know, that's not the argument. It's just that, you know, using war to sell Christmas, you know, let's not disguise it with the fact that, well, they're doing good work for the British Legion. They're selling themselves as well. Maybe that's a bit dubious.
Okay, well, look, good to hear your thoughts this morning, Colin McAlpin and Cathy Martin. Thanks very much for joining us.